This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue is a unique initiative to involve the country's youth in the nation's development journey. Mr. Modi today shared an article written by the Minister of State for Youth Affairs and Sports, Raksha Khadse, on the National Youth Festival 2025 and the Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue. He said the program seeks to channel the energy, creativity and leadership of young minds to realize the vision of a Viksit Bharat. Prime Minister Modi will interact with 3,000 young leaders at the Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2025 tomorrow in New Delhi on the occasion of National Youth Day. During the event, the young leaders will showcase their presentation on the vision for Viksit Bharat to the Prime Minister. Mr. Modi will also address the gathering. Addressing the first day of the Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue in New Delhi, Union Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia highlighted that the event is in line with the Prime Minister's Independence Day call to engage 1 lakh youth in politics without political affiliations. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today said that there has been a sevenfold increase in the seizure of drugs in the last 10 years. He said the fight against drugs has gained new strength under Prime Minister Narendra Modi's leadership. Chairing the regional conference on drug trafficking on national security in New Delhi, Mr. Shah said that drugs worth more than 56,800 crore rupees were disposed of over the last 10 years. He highlighted that drugs worth more than 16,900 crore rupees were seized in 2024, marking the largest figure since independence. Union Minister for Information and Broadcasting Ashwini Vaishnav today visited the Centre for Advanced Computing Development, CDAC, in Pune and reviewed the work being done at CDAC in relation to the development of chips and other technical equipment required for the development of supercomputer technology and the production of electronic equipment useful to other industrial companies. He inaugurated the Tejas-64 chip developed by CDAC and the Nova Development Board. The BJP has claimed that according to the CAG report, the Delhi liquor scam has caused a revenue loss of over 2,000 crore rupees. Addressing media at party headquarters, senior party leader Anurag Thakur alleged that Aam Aadmi Party convener Arvind Kejriwal is the kingpin of the liquor scam. He said today Aam Aadmi Party has no answer to Delhi's broken roads, dirty water, rising electricity bills, mountains of garbage and pollution. Meanwhile, Aam Aadmi Party leader Priyanka Kakkar refuted BJP's allegation and claimed that the leaked CAG report was fake. She said that no proof was found against Mr. Kejriwal in the alleged scam. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah has alleged that the Aam Aadmi Party has created a disaster in Delhi over the last decade. He said during this period, the whole country has progressed, but Delhi's development trajectory has declined. Addressing a gathering at the Juggi Basti Pradhan Sammelan in New Delhi today, Mr. Shah stated that the AAP and Congress can never benefit the people of Delhi as they're making promises for the sake of vote banks. He added that after the formation of a BJP government in Delhi, no welfare schemes for the poor will be stopped. 3,676 applicants from various states have been allotted provisional seats for Hajj 2025. The Hajj Committee of India today released the second waiting list for this year's Hajj. The Minority Affairs Ministry said that these applicants must deposit 2,72,300 rupees towards the Hajj amount before the 23rd of this month. It has also asked the applicants to submit the necessary documents in this regard. In Assam, almost after 144 hours of the Umrangso coal mine tragedy, the rescue team retrieved three bodies from the quarry this morning. The coal miners were trapped inside the 3-kilo coal quarry in Umrangso in Dima Hazao district on Monday morning after a sudden gush of water flooded the site. In Indian Super League football, Mohammedan SC defeated Bengaluru FC 1-0 in Bengaluru. Mirjalol Kosimov scored the goal for Mohammedan in the 88th minute. Mohammedan's Florent Ojayar has been named as a player of the match. In the other fixture today, arch rival Mohun Bagan will take on East Bengal in Guwahati at 7:30 p.m. IST. And that is the end of this news bulletin.